أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون. Towards the end of this ayat, after explaining about people who murder and kill other people based on the story of Qabil and Habil, and then generally for the Bani Israel and for Bani Adam, for mankind at large, Allah Ta'ala said as a measure against that murder, we had imposed that this person's life be also taken, and that all the details of that was given, or that on which occasions our lives warranted to be taken. And of course, one of the basic conditions is that it must be an Islamic Khilafat, Islamic law, and Islamic rule must be applying there. So after all that, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, and our Rasul aur la chuke hai unke paas, Rasul hamare khule huye hukam. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Jews and the Christians of that time, Allah Ta'ala says, our Rasul has come with clear proofs of all this. In order, that is, that when a person murders somebody unwarranted, he was not justified. If somebody took a life of somebody, then to take his life is warranted, but with the condition that it be an Islamic government. So when that is not the case and a person just murders somebody, like the Bani Israel, it is famous of them, they killed thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and murder was very common amongst them. So in Sidat, to close the door, Allah Ta'ala had given the law that when somebody murders somebody, his life must also be taken, which also unfortunately under all the democracies of the world, the death penalty has been abolished. There isn't any death penalty, which has opened the doors of more murders now. And the sentences for prisoners also has become such that it encouraged them to steal more, to rob more. But anyway, Allah says, Allah Ta'ala had revealed this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in spite of that, ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ, پھر بہت لوگ ان میں سے, plenty people from amongst them, بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُسْرِفُونَ, اس پر بھی ملک میں دست درازی کرتے ہیں. That these people, in spite of the law of Allah Ta'ala, they still break the law of Allah Ta'ala. They don't regard the law of Allah Ta'ala as anything. Very sad to say that laws of governments are observed and people are concerned about the laws of the government. But the laws of Allah Ta'ala, unfortunately, we as Muslims also, we don't really observe them. What governments have made laws, we are afraid. For example, even just speeding, if we know there's a speed trap, we observe the speed limit. But the laws of Allah Ta'ala, which we know also, just if we take, for example, the five times namaz, which is compulsory upon every person, but how many of us are regular with the namazes? And then those of us who do perform the namaz, what is the quality of our namaz? How much do we, now we just made our fajr now, but how much did we have Allah's thoughts in our mind? What concentration did we have? So to bring, Allah Ta'ala says that in spite of Allah making all these laws so that peace can reign in the world and people can live in happiness and harmony, and there isn't all this fear as it was when Islamic Khilafat was established, people lived with peace and harmony. They did not have all this fear, etc. But now the laws are just being broken, and it is our concern. We know the enemy from outside and the enemy from inside wants to break down Islamic system completely. and want a Western system and that way of life. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it is the resolution of the enemies to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like London and Paris. And unfortunately, people who are returning from there are saying the shopping centers, they are becoming more like tourist centers, and all tourist things are being promoted there. He said, we must make an effort that we make London and Paris like Makkah and Medina. How Makkah and Medina must be like that, we should be making an effort on London and Paris. So we should be making this effort in the world that Islamic law and Islamic rule and Islamic mizaj, the temperament of Islam, becomes alive in the world. Not the opposite, that we are allowing and we are becoming agents of them. And we are doing their work and we are living like their way of life. Allah give us tawfiq. The Quran Sharif is very clear and very explicit. May Allah give us all tawfiq to abide by the laws of Allah and establish Islamic law, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.